Almond Love was so great. I don't know if it was that day, one of those days, that I think it was another day. Oh, I better tell you that story. These are stories of Baba's love. All the time we were over in India, we were exposed to the impact of this beautiful love, and day by day, it seemed to grow richer, sweeter, and more deeply into our beings. And we might have been beings who lived a couple thousand years ago walking with Jesus. We were so taken out of our ordinary beings that live here in the West, prosaic little materialistic lives, you know. And Baba would give us discourses, beautiful and profound discourses, on the spiritual path, most of it over our heads. We also played marbles with him and table tennis and joked and did ordinary things, and he showed us that he could be very human at our level. But he cautioned us to realize that though he is our friend, he is also our master. And we were very much in awe of him, but he wanted us to feel relaxed and natural in his presence, as he wants all of us to feel relaxed and natural in his continuing presence, you see. Sometimes we would sit in the large room, I think it's used for a museum now, at Upper Mehrabad, and we would sit there in sort of a semicircle around Baba. Every day we would sit there with him, and sometimes he would give us discourses, sometimes Indian music would be played, or even Western music on an old wind-up gramophone. And when the Indian music was played with the Kavali music, Baba himself would explain what the Kavalis were singing, the beautiful songs of love from the lovers to the divine beloved, you know. Well, after a while, of course, he realized that we were so attuned to his inner love that we no longer needed anything to take care of our intellects or minds or anything else or any other diversion, that it was just enough for us to be there with him in his love. And I recall one exceedingly beautiful afternoon. It was a warm, very warm, sunny Indian afternoon in September. There was a gentle breeze blowing, and it was like a soft atmosphere. And we sat there with Baba, and he sat on a small sofa, and we sat around in this large semicircle. And Baba just sat there, as you saw him in those movies, looking so radiant and exuding so much beautiful love to everyone, you know. And we were just transfixed looking at him. We didn't realize, at least I didn't, that we were already deeply in his being. Where, I don't know. But we were already deep in his being of love. And the sweetness of that afternoon, I know, I just couldn't take my eyes off from his beautiful face. And you know, when you look at an ordinary person, you may be able to look into their being to a certain extent and see something or another. But in this case, I was able to look into Baba's being a little bit. And then what seemed like, maybe it wasn't really, I don't know, but it seemed like some of the veils seemed to fall away. He was so beautiful anyway, but then to have the beautiful become far more beautiful, the lovely become total loveliness, the sweetness become just overwhelming. And what I saw in his being was just love, pure, measureless, timeless love. That's all I want, just love. Pure, free, beautiful love. And Baba let us look into his being and absorb so much of him that afternoon. That room became love's sanctuary. And this gentle breeze that was blowing made a sighing noise as it went through the windows which are high up on the wall. And Baba smiled and pointed up, and in our languid way we nodded and smiled with the breeze, you know. But the breeze that we were mostly involved in was the breeze of love that was coming from him. And after a while, I suppose it became obvious to him that we were so saturated with his love that we were completely intoxicated with it. And to break the spell, he started from the left, out around, "What are you thinking?" As if he didn't know what we were thinking. So by each one made some kind of a comment on what they were thinking. And I know when he came to me, I was rather anxious to say, because I had already seen. I said, "Of you, Baba, you are all love." And he just smiled. And after a while, that afternoon, as all afternoons, seemed to come to an end, and Baba himself left. On this occasion, he didn't tell us to leave. He left. After embracing each one of us, he left. And some of us were so overwhelmed that we just stayed there. I remember Sala Kotwal, maybe some of you know him, who looked after our needs there. He and I were sitting there, and we were both inebriates. We couldn't leave. And I wanted to somehow capture in words something as a remembrance of that lovely afternoon. And here are the words, which many of you have heard before. That afternoon was so beautiful, so lovely, so unforgettable, and yet I wanted to somehow write in words a few thoughts that would sort of capture the mood. And these are the words. Listen to the song of the wind. Let it ever remind you of my love. Let its soul-healing balm blow through your being, wherever you are, and know that I have loved you, as only God can love, and that I will love you thus throughout eternity. And that was what we felt, really God's love. And that was the afternoon, I think it was, when Baba's love was so great that Jean felt it back in Schenectady in New York. And she asked me, "What happened on this certain day? I felt Baba's love so strongly." And you know, as the years go by, I find that I'm still trying to assimilate so many of the experiences we had while with Baba. And at the time, it seemed as though he was just working with us. But now I realize that he was working, how far abroad, I have no idea, throughout the whole world, the whole universes, I don't know. But it certainly was not restricted to just those 17 men who were there, you know. And on days like that big darshan program, when his love was so overwhelming, I realized too there that on that day, that his love was working throughout the entire world, the entire universe, tearing down, dissolving long established psychic crystallizations, making way so that those new aspirants could find the path easier to become the living parts of the new humanity, so that the older ones could experience that resurrection of spirit, so that they too could become living parts of that new humanity, which is a borning, which is being born out of the love that he has given, the inspiration at outer and inner levels, inspiring people everywhere to make the effort to rise to the spiritual potential which is latent within everyone. And this is happening now, and you are all part of it. Even now, it is happening. And this is a glorious time to be living in his presence and in his love.